Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Aaron, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good, how are you? What happened yesterday?
So yesterday around 12 o'clock, I was on a lift going from McCullough Street to Harcourt Street for a medical appointment. I'm originally from Leith, so I was up in Dublin just to do an appointment, and I was sitting on the lift across from a man, and I had another man sitting to my left, and I was up against the window.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there kind of minding my own business, and I realised that there's like a light flashing in my eye, and I had my phone like everyone in 2020, and headphones in, and then I realised that the man across from me had a bag on his cross. His hands were crossed in a way that...
Aaron, we need to sort out that line. It's just dreadful, because what happened to you is very worrying. You were on the green line yesterday, and you were going for a medical appointment, and I'm confused whether it was one person or a group of people start taking a photograph of you.
No, sorry, apologies. One man was taking a photograph of me.
Yeah.
It was one man taking a photo of me. I just was in the position where there's other people around just at the time.
Okay.
And I realised from the flash that there was someone taking photos of me.
Okay.
And I kind of let it go because I was like, maybe it's just one photo. And then when I realised that it happened a few times, I said, excuse me, but I was terrified, absolutely terrified, because I didn't know. I was kind of in my head like, oh, where are they going? What's going to happen? And I was kind of like, oh, I'm getting off in a few stops, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
And then I muttered the words, excuse me. And he looked through me, so I kind of realised, oh, he's not going to answer me. There'll be no conversation, really. So I tried to get up a few times, but I was terrified. And then I just decided to, like, bolt up and just kind of stand against the rails. But there was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And there were tears in my eyes and everything. And I went from being, like, upset and angry. And it was just this kind of thing where I was very, very intimidated on a public tram. And I was upset that I couldn't feel safe on a public tram.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 o'clock on a Monday.
And are you sure, Aaron, you said that, Aaron, the flash was going off. He wasn't taking selfies, was he?
No, the flash was, the phone was
facing
towards me in a way that the screen was against, like, material. The screen would not have been near him at all. And the flash was towards me. And I looked directly into the phone a few times. Yeah.
And did he say anything, or?
When I said, excuse me, he looked blank. He looked through me, as if he had no idea what was going on. And I was just really in shock at the time, terrified. Mm-hmm. It was really scary. Like, I'm 18 years of age, so going through this was, like, I'm alone on public transport in the day, and I don't actually know I didn't know what to do or where to go. And I just was like, oh, if I get off, I'm safe. He didn't get off at the same time as me or anything, so I felt safe once I was off. But it was a shocking experience.
And how would you describe, was it fear, anger?
It was fear on the tram until I got myself out of the situation.
Okay.
Then I was angry for the fact that all I was doing was going to an appointment. I was in no way aggravating the man. I was no way, I do not know this man from Adam.
Yeah.
I was literally just sitting there on my seat waiting to get to the next stop. That was all I was doing.
Okay, and you said to him, excuse me.
I said, excuse me. And then he just looked completely through me, and I realised that situation, we're not having a conversation, he's not going to say anything. And I said, if he's not, I was just in my own head, like, there's nothing more I can say.
And was there anyone else around that would have joined you in checking him, so to speak? Any of the other men say, hang on a minute, why are you taking a photograph of that woman? It's obvious she doesn't want to be photographed.
Not one person. I don't even know if they realised or anything. Like, it was just to the point where I was infuriated at the point that, like, no one did step in, but I don't know how it looks from an outside, like...
Yeah, I understand,
the flash went off, but I don't know if people would even know that we didn't know each other or anything. I had headphones in, just looking out the window until I realised the flashes.
Okay. And have you travelled on the Lewis before?
Yeah, I'm not, like, very avidly, because I'm not from Dublin, but I have been on it a good few times, and this is my first experience of this.
And if you felt intimidated, you were intimidated. You're sure he was taking photographs of you? He wasn't taking photographs of the scenery or the building behind you?
100%.
Okay.
It was faced towards... there was nothing else that could have been in the photo except for me. Okay. It was too close to me.
Okay, okay. Let's hear what people say. But it is... people should not be taking photographs of other people in public places without their permission. Without their permission. Okay, Erin, I hope you got home and back safely. And look
thank
after
you very
us.
Much,
thanks, Erin. Thanks for contacting us. 51551 joe@rt.ie.